The following copyrighted program is presented by RustyNorman.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from, yes, you guessed it, just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is update on NASCAR at Atlanta. The after chatter from Just a Fan's View. Racing in Atlanta was fast, slippery, and at times a little wild, and the finish, well, it was as I predicted. Carl Edwards won the race, and that could prove to be an ominous precursor of who will win the race in Texas this coming weekend. I also predicted Jimmy Johnson would finish in the top five, and he accomplished that by finishing second. Now, I'm not bragging, but I do feel pretty good about both of those choices. Chad Knaus once again made a gutsy decision in calling Jimmy to the pits for tires on the last yellow of the race. At first glance, it appeared to be a questionable call that could have either cost him a lot of points or moved him up to the front. The latter proved to be true as Jimmy went from 11th to 2nd in the single-file start with 9 laps left to go. He flew through the pack, and in my opinion, if there would have been 2 more laps or a green-white checker finish, the end results up front could have been slightly different. I have to be honest here. I didn't think it was a very good call that Chad made, but when I saw how fast Jimmy was picking off the competition and moving toward the front after the last restart, I was absolutely amazed and once again realized why Chad Knaus is the crew chief and I'm just a fan looking on. It looked like it was going to be a bad day for the 48 team after Jimmy was tagged by NASCAR for going too fast in the pits. That moved him way to the back and put him a lap down. At the very least, it looked like he was going to lose at least 60 points and could have lost as many as 80. Instead of losing points to the others in the chase, he actually added to his lead slightly, even though he finished second behind Edwards. A quick look at the top 12 finishing order shows that all 5 of the Roush Fenway team cars, all 4 of the Hendrick teams, and 2 of the Joe Gibbs cars finished in the top 12 spots. Kurt Busch also made another strong showing for Penske Racing, showing they are becoming more competitive once again. I heard quite a bit of chatter about the tire that Goodyear brought to the track from the commentators and the teams, but in reality, this just a fan's view of the situation is they brought a reliable tire and shouldn't have to take too much blame. The track is just getting old and abrasive. Some compare it to the way Darlington used to be. That limits what the tires can actually be called upon to help as far as this situation is concerned. It is my opinion that the high speeds in the heavier cars along with the bump stops and the higher roll centers are very demanding on the tires, and it would not matter who manufactures them. It is just the way things are at the moment. Time will tell if changes are made to help the tire maker, even though the word is NASCAR says it isn't going to make any changes to the COT at the present. This race at the Atlanta Motor Speedway was a great race. It proved once again that the race isn't over until the checkered flag drops. I think that the track and the tires just show us all how good these NASCAR drivers are. I don't know of anyone on the track that didn't have to manhandle the car in some way or other to make it go as fast as it could and still keep going in the right direction. It was a handful with the slippery track and the hard tires. Still, I am glad that the drivers don't have perfect conditions at every track because they are touted as the best drivers in the world, and they prove it week in and week out by the way they get every hundredth of a second out of these cars. I like it when a driver like Carl Edwards gets out of the car and doesn't complain about how bad the tires are, but says, "It's fun, and I hope they keep on running tires like this at this track." Well, that about says it all. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.